Gold, Central Victoria, the wake-up call. Robbo and Steve here this morning. We're doing it thanks to Aviva Communities Bendigo for over 55's retirement lifestyle living.
Yes, and in the studio now we speak to Jess Elvey. Jess Elvey's here from Bendigo Food Share, friend of the station, friend of the wake-up call, certainly. So you've got a big weekend ahead, Jess.
We do, guys, we do. Thanks for having me this morning. So next weekend we have our Hungry for Change appeal. Mm-hmm. So we are obviously moving into a new warehouse in Garshead Street, as you may have heard.
So very exciting.
It is very exciting. So obviously the demand for food relief is growing and growing in Central Victoria, and we need more space. So we're moving into our new place in Garshead Street, and we obviously need funds to raise that.
Yeah.
I
guess it's a bittersweet situation. It's great, the support that you get from the community to help others in the community, but the fact that the need for food is growing is still obviously a great concern.
It is, it really is. You know, we're feeding over 13,000 people a week.
Wow.
So yeah, the demand is growing, but we need more space. But it's also exciting moving into the new building as well, because we'll get to create a community food hub with a social supermarket for people as well to come along. So Yeah,
that is exciting.
So you're doing fundraising, but presumably when this gets bigger, you're going to need more volunteers as well, are you?
Yes, I mean, we've already got a great team of volunteers. We've got just over 200 at the moment, and they all do an amazing job. But yes, we're always on the lookout for more.
Yeah, and so we know that you work, I guess, as a wholesale distributor to then other groups who distribute the food to the public. What about the support from businesses and from the community getting the food? How strong and how good is that going?
Look, I've been amazed at the support we are getting from the community, because, as I said, the new warehouse, it's really a community project. We want everyone to be involved, everyone to get along. You know, obviously for the new warehouse, we need trades to come on board and help us build what we need to build. So, and as part of the Hungry for Change weekend coming up next weekend, we want to support, obviously, hospitality businesses and jump on board with them, because, you know, it's been a hard year and 12 months with COVID. So we want to, you know, encourage people to get out and about, support their local hospitality, and, you know, also help Bendigo Food Share at the same time.
So how does it work then, the actual fundraising weekend?
Yeah, sure. So we will have a series of restaurants, pubs, cafes, everything on board for the weekend, and they're all on our website. You can go and visit those restaurants, dine in, take away, whatever you like. And we ask that for each meal you donate a $5 extra to Bendigo Food Chair, or a dollar for your coffee, and away you go. It's as simple as that.
Wow, that is a super idea. Now, what if somebody's listening to the show now and go, who owns a cafe, a business or whatever, and thinks, geez, that sounds like a good idea, I'd like to get involved. Is it too late to do that?
No, it's not too late at all. We'd love for people to get involved. So all you have to do is go to our website, bendigofoodshare.org.au, jump on there and you can register, sign up on the spot, as easy as that. We'll get your logo up on our website and get all the marketing material out to you so you can start promoting it.
Fantastic.
And the good thing about this, of course, is it gets people out and about, perhaps to not only have a time out at the local venue, but give some money to you as well.
Yeah, exactly. We want to encourage people to go to exactly the local venues and support hospitality. So, because that's a big thing for us. It's a win-win for everybody.
Gee, I'm going out tonight, actually, to support the local business. I better make sure it's not $5 a drink, otherwise I might be broke by the end of the night.
Well, it's happening next weekend.
Next weekend.
I should have said. So the 23rd to the 25th. So it's a big weekend as well. Obviously, you know, a lot more people will be out and about with Anzac Day as well.
Yeah.
So we encourage everyone to grab your friends, go out for a meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner if you like. But so get out, support your local businesses and Food Share.
Have you had a big take up from local businesses? Are you pretty?
Yeah, so currently we've got 12 businesses on board, which is amazing. So, we'd love, the more the merrier. So if you want to jump on board, head to our website.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. And, the work you're doing is great. And I've met some of the volunteers as well as some of the staff, and Kathy Steele, of course, your chair. And what I love about Bendigo Food Share is just the positive outlook and the passion that everybody who works there has. It really is good.
Yeah, it's such an uplifting environment to be around there. If you're at the shed, the volunteers are always smiling, everyone's happy to be there, and, you know, we're all doing something great helping our community.
Sounds like here.
Hey?
Oh, Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yes, of course it is. Yes, yeah. Hey, Jess, that's fantastic stuff. Really appreciate you coming in. What's the website again for the Bendigo Food Share?
It's bendigofoodshare.org.au.
Okay.
And we'll give that out again towards the end of the program. Thanks very much,
Amazing.
Jess.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
And this will be up on the website. And, of course, next week as well, we'll talk about it and really try and push it so that and let us know, too, if you get some other businesses on.
Definitely will. And thank you so much for your support.
Actually, one thing you can do is let us know. We'll check on the website and actually give those businesses a good old plug as well. Because I think it would be amazing. You know, the hospitality area has been hard hit. And for people to give up, some of the money that they could be earning is just, even though it's, essentially extra, it's a great thing to do.
Yeah, it really is. Well, thank you, guys. We really appreciate your support.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Jess from Bendigo Food Share joining us on the Wake Up Call.